some gifts we can give him today: their hope, their time, and their worship. The wandering wise men gave Jesus their hope. When everyone else saw a night sky, this small band of men saw the light. The sight of the star sparked a desire in their hearts that sent them packing. They went seeking Jesus. When night comes to your world, what do you see? The darkness or the stars? Hopelessness or hopefulness? Sometimes, just as he did so long ago, God uses the darkness to reveal his stars. The light shines in the darkness. If your heart has been shadowed by the darkness of loneliness or grief or disappointment, look for the light that only he can give. I am the light of the world. The person who follows me will never live in darkness, but will have the light that gives life. John 8:12. Give God your hope for Christmas. While you're giving, give God your time. The wise men did. Before they gave God their presents, they gave God their presence. It's like these wise men traveled as long as 2 years before locating the Prince of Heaven. Before that one incredible moment when they knelt before Jesus, the wise men spent many moments, months, perhaps years, searching in anticipation of that meeting. Just as the wise men devoted themselves to seeking the Savior, so can you. You will seek him, and you will find him when you seek with all of your heart. And when they did find him, the wise men gave Jesus another gift, their worship. It's probably that these were men of wealth. How else could they embark on an extended journey and still have gifts to give at its end? It's likely these men had influence. How else could they have had commanded an audience with Herod? They must have had intellect. How else could they have navigated across thousands of miles of terrain following a star? Men of wealth, men of influence, and men of intellect. What did they do when they saw Jesus? They fell down and they worshiped him. Worship, it's a gift that extends to the giver as well. Through worship, we can come to see God more clearly. God invites us through worship to see his face so he can change ours. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. This change in us brings even greater glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. He loves to change the faces of his children. By his fingers, wrinkles of worry are rubbed away. Shadows and shame and doubt become portraits of grace and trust. He relaxes clenched jaws and smooths furrowed brows. In worship, we simply stand before God with a prepared and willing heart and let God do his work. And he does. He wipes away the tears. He mops away the perspiration. He softens our furrowed brows. He touches our cheeks. He changes our faces as we worship. The wise men sought the child of God just as God seeks his children. The Father is actively seeking such people to worship him. The gifts of hope, time, and worship. Three gifts we still give today.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, gonna take a walk.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem. Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem. Gonna take a walk.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
Look over yonder and see the wise men. On a journey they travel afar.
Look yonder and see the wise men. Led to Bethlehem by a star.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem. Gonna take a walk.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
Look over yonder and see the shepherds watching over their flocks by night.
Look yonder
and see the shepherds
by the light of a star so bright.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem.
Gonna take a
going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
I'm gonna
sing heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna
sing heavenly melodies when I see that child.
I'm gonna shout.
Hallelujah, when I see that child.
I'm gonna shout.
Hallelujah, when I see that child.
Oh, going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem.
Gonna take a
going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem.
Look over yonder and see the angels from the heavens they come to earth.
Look over yonder and see the angels singing praise of a baby's birth.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby.
Going to Bethlehem.
Gonna take a
going to Bethlehem.
Going to Bethlehem. Going to Bethlehem. Going to Bethlehem. Going to Bethlehem, see that baby. Going to Bethlehem, see that child.
Going to Bethlehem, see that baby.
Going to Bethlehem.
Gonna take a
going to Bethlehem.
Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem,
to see that
child. Going to Bethlehem, going to Bethlehem, going to see that child.
We're going to be doing a responsive reading in your hymnals. It's number 730, and it should be up on the screen, too. I'll be reading the light print, and Josh will be reading with you in the dark print, or it'll be red up there for me and white for you. And this is just part one of this responsive reading. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Thank you. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Sabbath. Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. Long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself.
Now it's time for some audience participation again. We'd love to have you stand and join us as we sing a couple more Christmas carols.
Come on. Test, test, test. Check, check, check.
Nowhere, 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 Lord.
Test one, two.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch her keeping?
Joy to the world, joy to the world, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King of God, let every heart prepare Him room. Heaven and nature sing. Oh, joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Let the earth receive her King.
Joy to the world, now we sing.
Let the angel voices ring.
Joy to the world, now we sing.
Let the men their songs employ.
Joy to the world, now we sing.
Repeat the sounding joy.
Oh, He rules the world with truth and grace. And makes the nations
through the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, yeah, wonders of His love,
and wonders of His love,
and wonders, wonders of His.
Joy to the world, now we sing.
Let the earth receive her King.
Joy to the world, now we sing.
Let the angel voices ring.
time for another audience participation with the responsive reading. I'll be leading in the red, and you can read the white. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Oh, sorry. It's still me. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Amen.
What lovely fragrance. You saw all these kids up here just now, and we have a great group of kids. What we're lacking right now, that might change, is babies and infants. And I see that Nate and Becca have their family visiting, and you're holding a precious little nephew or niece. And I don't know how many of you have been parents. One of the things, I get choked up by the silliest things. One of the things that I loved was the fragrance of a baby. The skin, it doesn't get any better than that, right? And so I would encourage you, if you haven't already, you're laughing at me because I break down at the silliest things, I know. Thank you for the support. So if you can go home or on your cell phone or wherever you can, just go to pictures of your little babies, if you have babies, or nieces or nephews, and just see and remember how helpless they were. And that Jesus came as that helpless little baby. So this is our time for our offering appeal. And I've been going through this wonderful book, Desire of Ages, about the story of Jesus. And there's one passage that I think is fitting, as we just heard the story of the beautiful fragrance. The Magi had been among the first to welcome the Redeemer. Their gift was the first that was laid at his feet. And through that gift, what privilege of ministry was theirs? The offering from the heart that loves, God delights to honor, giving it highest efficiency and service for him. If we have given our hearts to Jesus, we also shall bring our gifts to him, our gold and silver, our most precious earthly possessions, our highest mental and spiritual endowments will be freely devoted to him who loved us and gave himself for us. And those gifts allowed the Savior to be rescued from certain death at that moment and go to a foreign land. And our gifts, in any capacity, will be there to not send our Savior to Egypt, but send the message of the gospel to a world that is in need of it. If our deacons will please stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, how humbling and marvelous and glorious is the gift that you gave us through Jesus, through his birth, through his life, his example, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his ministry for us today. Father, we thank you for the many gifts that we can go back and spend endless hours meditating and thanking you for. And at this moment, Father, we want to return in offerings and tithes and thanksgiving. Father, what is yours? We thank you and we continue to praise you and ask that these offerings be used for your glory and for your gospel and for Jesus' soon coming. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
For the census, the royal family has to travel 85 miles. Joseph walks while Mary, 9 months pregnant, rides side saddle on a donkey, feeling every jolt, every rut, every rock in the road. By the time they arrive, the small hamlet of Bethlehem is swollen from an influx of travelers. The inn is packed, people feeling lucky if they were able to negotiate even a small space on the floor. Now it is late. Everyone is asleep, and there is no room. But fortunately, the innkeeper is not all shekels and mites. True, his stable is crowded with his guests' animals, but if they could squeeze out a little privacy there, they were welcome to it. Joseph looks over at Mary, whose attention is concentrated on fighting a contraction. "We'll take it," he tells the innkeeper without hesitation. The night is still when Joseph creaks open the stable door. As he does, a chorus of barn animals makes discordant note of the intrusion. The stench is pungent and humid, as there have not been enough hours in the day to tend the guests, let alone the livestock. A small oil lamp, lent them by the innkeeper, flickers to dance shadows on the walls. A disquieting place for a woman in the throes of childbirth. Far from home, far from family, far from what she had expected for her firstborn. But Mary makes no complaint. It is a relief just to finally get off the donkey. She leans back against the wall, her feet swollen, back aching, contractions growing stronger and closer together. Joseph's eyes dart around the stable, not a minute to lose, quickly. A feeding trough would have to make do for a crib. Hay would serve as a mattress. Blankets? Blankets. Oh, his robe, that would do. And those rags hung out to dry would help. A gripping contraction doubles Mary over and sends him racing for a bucket of water. The birth would not be easy, either for the mother or the child, for every royal privilege for this son ended at conception. A scream from Mary knifes through the calm of that silent night. Joseph returns breathless, water sloshing from the wooden bucket. The top of the baby's head has already pushed its way into the world. Sweat pours from Mary's contorted face as Joseph, the most unlikely midwife in all Judea, rushes to her side. The involuntary contractions are not enough, and Mary has to push with all her strength, almost as if God were refusing to come into the world without her help. Joseph places a garment beneath her, and with a final push and a long sigh, her labor is over. The Messiah has arrived. Elongated head from the constricting journey through the birth canal. Light skin as the pigment would take days or even weeks to surface. Mucus in his ears and nostrils. Wet and slippery from the amniotic fluid. The son of the Most High God, umbilically tied to a lowly Jewish girl. The baby chokes and coughs. Joseph instinctively turns him over and clears his throat. Then he cries. Mary bares her breast and reaches for the shivering baby. She lays him on her chest, and his helpless cries subside. His tiny head bobs around on the unfamiliar terrain. This will be the first thing the infant king learns. Mary can feel his racing heartbeat as he gropes to nurse. Joseph sits exhausted, silent, full of wonder. The baby finishes and sighs, the divine word reduced to a few unintelligible sounds. Then, for the first time, his eyes fix on his mother's, deity straining to focus, the light of the world squinting. Tears pool in her eyes. She touches his tiny hand, and hands that once sculpted mountain ranges cling to her finger. She looks up at Joseph, and through a watery veil, their souls touch. He crowds closer, cheek to cheek with his betrothed. Together, they stare in awe at the baby Jesus, whose heavy eyelids begin to close. It has been a long journey. The king is tired. And so, with barely a ripple of notice, God stepped into the warm lake of humanity, without protocol and without pretension. Where you would have expected angels, there were only flies. Where you would have expected heads of state, there were only donkeys, a few haltered cows, a nervous ball of sheep, a tethered camel, and a furtive scurry of curious barn mice. Except for Joseph, there was no one to share Mary's pain or her joy. Yes, there were angels announcing the Savior's arrival, but only to a band of blue-collar shepherds. And yes, a magnificent star shone in the sky to mark his birthplace, but only some foreigners bothered to look up and follow it. Thus, in the little town of Bethlehem, that one silent night, the royal birth of God's Son tiptoed quietly by as the world slept.
Hey guys, that was beautiful. I love that. I even cried. I was like, wow, how many times have I heard this story? And it just warmed my heart to depth. But we can sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We can talk about the glory of the newborn king. So let's do that.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Joy.
wonder how silent it really was in that room. Silent night.
No room for you in the end. Grant this day that we might make abundant room for you in our hearts. Though your own did not receive you, grant this hour that we may embrace you with open arms. Though Bethlehem overlooked you in the shuffle of the census, grant us the grace, this quiet moment, to be still and know that you are God. You whose only palace was a stable, whose only throne was a feeding trough, whose only robes were swaddling clothes. On our knees we confess that we are too conditioned to this world's pomp and pageantry to recognize God cooing in a manger. Forgive us, please, and help us understand that at least some of what your birth has to teach, that divine power is not mediated through strength, but through weakness. That true greatness is not achieved through assertion of rights, but through their release. And that even the most secular of things can be sacred when you are in their midst. And for those times when you yearn for our fellowship and stand at the door and knock, grant us a special sensitivity to the sound of that knock so that we may be quick to our feet. Keep us from letting you stand out in the cold or from ever sending you away to some stable. May our hearts be warm and inviting so that when you do knock, a worthy place will always be waiting. We thank you for your presence with us here today. And may we remember this Christmas that you are Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.